Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. A slight delay there. Take care of business. Michelle, there's nothing wrong with taking care of business, is there?
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am joined this morning by two of my favorite guests. Although one, I feel horrible. I probably shouldn't even mention that you're a little under the weather. But Susie, how you doing? Ladies and gentlemen, Susie DeVoy.
I'm hanging in there, Bruce.
Thank Are you. Susie's the Senior Life Solutions Director out there at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. And Michelle Ward is the Marketing Director at Fairfield
Memorial
Hospital. How you doing? Good to see you, Michelle.
Good to see you too, Bruce.
Thanks for coming back on the show. So are you still sore from the big 5K run?
Yeah, well. Yeah,
how's that going?
It went really well.
Did you have a good crowd?
Yes, we had a pretty good turnout.
Yeah.
It was beautiful weather that day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that, that was like 8 in the morning or something, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe I missed it.
Can I say I'm not surprised?
You can say whatever you like.
Not surprised, Bruce. You were probably out here working really, really early
I was working late the night before.
Or maybe late the night before.
Yeah,
I thought Dodie was the night owl out here. And
well, no,
you guys are the
morning.
It was
a Saturday morning, so I had a football game the night before. Oh. So I was, yeah.
You did work that
I was
night
working very...
Friday night football.
Very, very late the night before. So I did most of my jogging around the track.
Yeah.
Just trying to make sure that I was able to keep up with the 5K and make sure that it was a sympathy 5K run was what I did.
Okay.
Who won that anyway? Do you remember?
Ooh, goodness.
Haven't had you out
recall.
Here. Haven't had you
recall.
Out here for over a month. So I mean, for a month and a half, 2 months.
I actually don't recall. I want to say maybe it was Steve Nikowski.
See, now that's really cool, though.
I think
you had a pretty good time. When I say he had a pretty good time, I'm sure he had a fun time, but he had a pretty good time. He had a pretty good speed.
Yes, his speed run, right? Steve's really, if it wasn't Steve, it was another person that I'm not familiar with. Because sometimes we get these big wigs from out of town that kind of come in and just beat around the course.
Smoke everybody.
And we're like, who are you? And they fly in, fly
they're
out kind of thing. Yeah.
They're rabbits.
But I have to tell you, there was two little kids that came out and he can run fast.
Really? How little?
They were, I want to say it was a kindergartner.
Oh, my goodness. And they ran the 5K?
Yeah,
the whole 5K?
Like he came in with some of the fast adults, like some of the guys. I mean,
they already got the cross-country coaches eyeing them for
I don't know. It's the white kids. I think it was Carson. I think Carson's his older brother.
Okay, yeah.
Whichever one's
Ricky's,
the younger
Ricky's
one.
Ricky's kids.
Anyway,
yeah, Carson's younger. Crescent's the older one.
Okay, Carson, boy, it was just like I told him, he was coming around, I was cheering around the corner, and I said, turn it on. And I'm not kidding you, it was like somebody hit a button, and it was like a cartoon, and his little legs, because he's a little bitty kid, they just started going like, whoo, like, like you see
I
the wheels,
say,
on the cartoon.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what it looked like. Like his little feet were just going so fast.
And this was 4.8 kilometers into the thing.
Well, it would be...
At the end of it.
3.1 miles, however many miles.
So the kid had already ran over 2.5 miles.
Yeah, this is on the backside of the hospital right there on Mount Vernon Road.
Uh-huh.
They just have to turn back down there on, I believe it's 12th Street.
Yeah.
And then cut back behind the hospital into the medical arts complex.
200 or 300 yards left.
I'm not kidding you. That was just... I was just like, I was standing next to one of the student nurses, and I'm like... What is that?
What a kick.
This is amazing.
What a kick.
Yeah, he totally turned it on, boy.
Well, that's the thing. I want to say Carson's about 8 or 9 years old, and I think Crescent's like a year older or something like that. But I might have him backwards. I'm certain they're cousins of Dodie, so I'll probably hear something eventually if I'm wrong.
Right.
I'm
sure they're listening.
I'll hear it often. Actually, Sarah does listen quite a bit. Sarah and Rick will listen sometimes, but that was a month ago. See, now you could probably do that this weekend again, have the 5K run again. Have you thought about having the 5K run at the senior fair?
You know what? That is an excellent idea.
Susie sitting there. I got to tell you, I'm not sure Susie's real thrilled about that.
Well, why not? Why would we not have it? It wouldn't necessarily have to be the run, But we could definitely do a walk, a 5K senior walk. I mean, I think that would be a really
nice
touch.
You and I are all for it. Susie's just sitting over there quiet.
Senior walk,
scoot that thing a little closer to you there.
A senior 5K walk.
There you go.
There is a group of ladies that volunteer that I see them regularly in the morning when I'm coming in, walk around the park, and the next thing I know, they're at the hospital getting their water, and then I think they head off to, so they walk a good distance, because I live, you know, I have to go past Leo French Park, and I've seen them walk behind the hospital. I mean, so they do a good truck around.
Unless they're all hopping in the car and heading out there from the park.
Oh, in the summertime, when I see them coming in and sweat dripping off of their brow, I would believe that they have actually done their walking.
Well, that's good.
And I tell them how proud I am of them, because that's just awesome. And it does a lot for the mind, you know, when you exercise. And we're going to talk about some of that, too.
You know, I've kind of avoided what we were talking about today. And I feel bad about that now. Susie's just sitting over there quietly.
where are we going with this?
When are you going to say something, Susie?
I'm just soaking in all your wisdom.
You know,
she needs a sponge.
You know, we're going to be talking about the Take Back Your Health Senior Fair. And Len and I were talking earlier. We were just astonished there probably isn't going to be a Ferris wheel.
No.
No Ferris wheel at the senior.
No Ferris wheel.
Then we started thinking about the other rides that you could put in there that would be like low impact for seniors. and like the scrambler. You know, the scrambler, it doesn't go too fast, but it might be a little bit rough.
Yeah, we don't want any whiplashes.
Whiplash would be shock. You probably don't want shock, something like that.
But I will tell you, this is dead serious. We have a volunteer who I was working at the fair a few years ago, who absolutely loves riding rides at the fair.
Really?
Yes.
How old?
Oh, I don't even know. I don't know.
See, the reason
she's a senior.
I love it too. I mean, I haven't done it for a few years. I haven't ridden in rides at amusement parks for a few years. Just haven't been lately. But I will do that until I love roller coasters. And I would think the seniors would probably get a kick. You can't bring in a roller coaster, though.
No, probably not. I would say the majority of them probably don't seek that out, but this particular person did. And,
well, that's wonderful.
And it was fun. She had a great time. We grabbed some teenage kids and said, hey, you want to go ride some rides? And she ran and rode a few rides with them.
Before we talk about the fair, tell me a little bit, Susie, tell me about the Senior Life Solutions. We talk about it every couple of weeks because you have the coffee clatch up there. You know, probably don't even call it that, right?
Coffee club.
Yeah, the coffee club meets every couple of weeks down there at the Contiki. You get free donuts and free coffee.
Well, the coffee club is actually separate from Senior Life Solutions.
I thought you guys were hosting that.
Well, we do host it, but it's a service that we do for free to the community.
Sure.
Senior Life Solutions, on the other hand, is geared towards intense outpatient group therapy sessions.
Okay.
So it's the more serious side of senior life, I guess you would say.
The coffee club, but that's where you probably can, that's where the Senior Life Solution folks have a chance to meet other potential folks who might need your services, right?
True.
What are the services offered by the Senior Life Solutions?
We offer individual counseling, as well as family and group therapy sessions for seniors that are maybe struggling with some of life's changes, whether it be their physical health, loss of loved ones, anxiety.
What do you think is the most common? I mean, are there people out there who avoid some of the those kind of anxieties over the course of life, or is this going to happen to everybody as they get older? Will everyone be faced by certain difficulties?
I think everybody's going to be faced with it, but I think it's how you handle it.
Yeah.
Probably the most common things that we see are anxiety related to financial issues, because you know, living on fixed incomes,
sure,
and that sort of thing.
Fixed incomes and Medicare and that kind of thing, issues.
As well as grief and loss, because as you grow older, your social circle is going to dwindle.
Yeah.
It's just a fact of life.
Yeah. Talking with Susie DeVoy, along with Michelle Ward from Fairfield Memorial Hospital, the Senior Life Solutions Take Back Your Health Senior Fair is Thursday, November 19th from 4 to 6 p.m. That's about 10 days away from today. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what is going to go on at that senior fair, as well as other things that the Senior Life Solutions, other opportunities they can provide for folks. When we return here to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW FM 104.9 in Fairfield, back after this. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My guests today are Michelle Ward. She is the marketing director at the Fairfield Memorial Hospital. And Susie DeVoy, she's the director of Senior Life Solutions out there at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. I've been corrected. I can't believe I got this wrong. How in the world could I get that wrong?
It's easily done.
Michelle, explain what my correction is there.
Well, this is going to be more than just our Senior Life Solutions program as being part of this health fair. It is all of the services at our facility that could be beneficial to seniors. So this is
such as.
Well, we were going to have our therapy services department there.
Where's this going to be, by the way?
This is going to be in the Medical Arts Complex.
Okay, the new building.
The new building.
All right.
In the community education room.
And that would be, you walk in, you take a right.
A right. It's the first hallway right.
And
it's
the little cafeteria type of room or something like that?
Well, it's the first room on the left.
Okay.
There's a set of rooms, three rooms there. We'll have them all opened
up. That's the one that you can make the walls to a different size. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. So it's going to be held on Thursday, November 19th.
Uh-huh.
From 4 to 6.
Okay.
And we are going to have...
Now, wait a minute.
Oh.
4 to 6?
4 to 6.
You're looking for senior citizen stuff and that kind of thing? Isn't 4 to 6 more close to dinner time?
Well, that's what's exciting about this.
Really?
Yeah.
What am I missing out here? Is there something I don't know about?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, obviously something you've missed on that big flyer there.
I just got it. There's a food?
There's food.
That's what I've missed.
Totally. Yeah. So we are going, if you come to the senior fair and you go around to all the different booths, and after you're done doing that and learned about all of our services, we are going to have a free dinner for those attendees.
Really?
Yes.
So you have to go to all the booths first, or can you just
go around.
I see what you're saying.
At some point, somewhere in there, you're going to get your ticket to go get your free
dinner. Ah, so you don't know where the ticket is.
Well, I mean, it'll be in that room, yes. You will be able to get your ticket. So,
well, you see, now, could you tell me which one is my ticket? Because I'm 49 years old. Am I?
He just gave me an idea. We need to hide the tickets. I'll note that one for...
Yeah, make a note of that. You got 9 days.
Well, and the dinner is in our state-of-the-art new cafeteria.
That's right.
Oh, I've been in there. I had the Reuben down there a few weeks ago.
Reuben,
it was a good Reuben. That was a very impressive Reuben. Tell me a little bit then about some of those different things. You said occupational therapy is going to be there.
Well, yeah, the therapy services, all of therapy services. So what does that include? Well, we're going to have some the free balance plate activities. So they're going to kind of do some screening on your balance.
Okay, now wait a minute. You've talked about this before.
Yes.
The balance plate. And I don't, I guess not being of that age, and I don't know.
It's not a dinner plate.
It's not a dinner plate. Is this, do you stick something, is it like a book you're going to stick on your head and walk around the room, or how's that work?
Nope. It looks like almost like a scale.
You just stand there?
You stand up on the scale. And then
does the scale start like moving back and forth and that kind of thing?
No, we're not going to take you off kilter.
I didn't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Didn't know. That'd be pretty wild.
Yeah,
I mean,
so you stand on this scale, and then it has you look at this little dot, and you've got to try to keep it in the middle. And depending on if you can do that.
Oh, so you're leaning one way or the other.
Yeah, you're doing this body swing. You probably don't even realize you're doing it.
Really?
Yeah, it's very interesting. And then I believe they have you close your eyes and do the same thing.
How can you keep your eyes focused on a dot?
Well, they have you do it first with the looking at it, and then they do a second one.
Have you done this before?
Yes.
How'd you do?
I was awesome.
Yeah.
But I'm a dancer. Susie. I'm a former dancer. Oh,
that's good.
You know, balance and dancing.
How about you, Susie?
I have not had the privilege of trying that.
You're going to try that next week?
I am. Yeah.
I have. I would be terrifically remiss if I didn't ask the question. Can someone go in there and try it at 4, then maybe go to the club or something for about an hour and a half, and then come back and try it again at 5:50?
I would probably discourage that. But talking about driving, those who can't drive, not necessarily because they've done what you're suggesting, but maybe they have some challenges with driving or need a ride.
Uh-huh.
Rides mass transit, if you have a riding card, you can get a ride to come to this event, and they will also take you back. So Rides Mass Transit has partnered with us, is going to provide free rides for those who have riding cards.
See, now that's really nice.
As well as the Contiki. So if you do not have one of those cards and are interested in getting one, you can go to the Senior Citizens Center here in town, and they will help you with that.
Well, So the Contiki every other week, whenever you have the coffee clinic, the rides mass transit's free ride to that then too, huh?
If you have
the card,
mm-hmm.
And the card is no big deal to get. Is
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know the specifics of it, but no, I don't think it's hard to obtain.
All right, so we've got the balance clinic going. We've determined.
Yes. Okay.
See, I'm just glad though that it's not tossing me off the thing. I was.
No, it's not like we're gonna put you on a plate.
Yeah.
Dinner plate and spin you around. Yeah. It's not going to be anything like that.
Yeah, you remember it's not like one of those things with the ball in the middle of it that you step on both sides stay up.
No, we're not going to. We don't want any broken
What's
hips
that called?
In the process.
What's that called?
A balance plate.
The balance ball is a.
Oh, stability ball.
Stability ball, yeah. Yeah,
he's into yoga now.
Is that yoga? I didn't know if that was yoga or stay fit, the CrossFit.
Well, I mean, you can use a stability ball for multiple things.
Okay. All right, Tosi, you got the balance clinic. What else?
We're going to do some grip and strength checks or whatever, and then we're going to have our cardiac rehabilitation people there.
So now that will that give folks an opportunity to come in? I know that if you've got cardiac issues, you go to the doctor probably quite often. But this might give you an opportunity to ask more of a general question that maybe you have forgotten to ask your doctor or something like that. Is that what this would be?
Absolutely.
For?
Yeah, we can just do some education on the cardiac rehabilitation. You know, you do have to have a diagnosis with that one and a doctor's referral.
Right.
But to learn more about the program, because as seniors, you probably know some individuals or loved ones who have gone through that and maybe could be of need of those services.
Sure.
Then we have pulmonary rehabilitation. It's a wonderful program.
Now,
Tell
me about the pulmonary rehab. Is this for folks who probably have COPD type of thing?
Yes, respiratory challenges. And again, they can get a doctor's referral for that. But you can learn more about it and see if it would be a good program for you, so you can inquire with your physician.
Have folks been going to do rehab, pulmonary type of rehab services? They've been having to go out of town to do that, haven't
they?
Yes. Yeah. When did this open in Fairfield?
This was late summer, I believe.
Of just recently.
I think August is when we started.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it has not been long.
We see now the bad.
Actually, I guess maybe it was September. I'm looking at my press release date. Yeah, September.
Okay. Okay. So, that's wonderful.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Absolutely right. Time also flies when you're busy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to have our home health services there. They're going to be talking about, you know, medication management and home safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even, just some of the simple things people don't think about. And something I learned from our home health nurses is they look at and see, like, the rugs you have in your home. If you're walking with a walker or just, you know, are unstable on your feet, sometimes just hitting that rug, that can be a major fall risk.
Oh, boy.
So...
Well, you see, now that that's something that I wouldn't think about.
Yeah, I know. So these are the things that home health, I believe, are going to educate about, because our goal is to help you, you know, stay healthy and take back your health.
Well, that's wonderful. Okay. What's the you said nutritional services and the it's right next to diabetes education on your list here. Those two things go hand in hand, don't they?
They really do. They really do. So diabetes education, this is, you know, good. We're going to do some free glucose screenings on that that table. Yep. And then, you know, of course, in order to better manage your diabetes, eating correctly, obviously, is a good thing. So nutritional services go hands in hands with that. But our dietitian, Whitney Buckles, will be there. And I believe it looks like she's going to have some oral nutrition supplement education.
What's that?
So, you know, different supplements and things and options.
Like multivitamins or something?
More like substitutions, you know, like for sugar substitutes.
Oh, I see.
And things that you can, you know, use to
bread help. Instead of honey?
Yeah, possibly.
I don't know.
She did give me a list of one's
a sugar, one's a simple starch or something. I don't know.
So she's going to be doing some education on that. So I guess we all need to go check out.
Well, that's you're clearly correct.
Yes, yes. And then
look at Susie. She's about to hit her head on the table. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Susie DeVoy not really all that well this morning. You're doing great, Susie.
She's beautiful this morning.
She looks great.
She looks great.
She looks great. She just
had a little laryngitis yesterday.
She just about had her head collapse on the table. That was great there.
Okay, so
Michelle said, "I'm never coming back. I hate this." You're doing great,
Bruce,
Michelle.
He's just being mean to Susie. Goodness.
I am not being mean.
Just being mean
to
her.
She's doing great. She's doing wonderfully.
So, Lance Ensley. Oh, lovely Lance. He's our pharmacist.
Oh, really?
So how often does
he
see here?
Lance is full-time pharmacist now.
Yes. So
good for him.
How unfortunate are we? We're going to have a pharmacist on hand at this event. And
speaking of being able to answer questions.
Yeah, exactly. So bring your questions regarding medication disposal. We're going to educate about that. And also we're going to be giving away what we call our vials for life. So we'll have those to give away. Those are good to have on hand. What it is, it's like a medicine bottle.
Okay.
And there's a sticker for your window, and then you put the medicine bottle with all of your list of medications in the refrigerator.
Oh, okay.
So let's say you call the ambulance. Nobody knows what medications mom or grandma or whoever's on. They're down on the floor. The kids are there. They're frantic. They don't know. But when the emergency personnel see that on that door, the front window – when they come in, then they know to check the fridge and then pull that medication
out. How much do you usually keep in stock in there? Do you try to keep like a day's worth or two or three days?
No, it's not the medication. It's the medication list. And it has like all of the medications they're on. They keep it in this little vial in their fridge. And so it's...
Well, wait a minute.
Okay.
I got to know. Why you put the... Susie, help me.
Okay.
Why you put the medication list in the refrigerator?
Well, because it's a everybody has a refrigerator.
Yeah.
So whenever they see that sticker on the door, they know where to find that. They're not rummaging through the whole house. It's common knowledge that vial is going to be in the refrigerator, so they can pull that. They'll know what that person's allergic to, if they have any like diabetes or penicillin allergies or anything like that. All that information is going to be right there.
That makes all the sense in the world, and it's incredibly simple, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
So this is something, a new little tool or that we can help provide. And
so you'll give us the vial?
Yes. And then we're also going to have some file of life is what they call it. And this is where it's a little fold-up sheet that they can keep in their wallets. So let's say they're out driving a vehicle.
So I just put the vial of life in my
refrigerator. And now
we're
going to
have the file
of life
in my wallet.
Yes. So this is a...
Wow, it really... I got to tell you, this... I
know, it's complicated.
Are you overwhelmed?
It really stinks getting older.
Well, But this is all safety.
It's better than the alternative.
Yeah, this is all safety because, you know, part of, you know, what we want to educate about is the importance when you come in for surgery or you come into the doctor's office or you come into our ER. Let's say you have a heart attack and you come into our ER. We're going to want to find that in your wallet.
You want to know
We need to know what medication you're on because, you know, depending on what we need to give you, even including your supplements and those sorts of things. People don't think about that. And honestly, when you tell a ER nurse, it's that orange pill, and then I take a blue pill, and I take a, you know, fluorescent green one. They don't know.
They could say, all right, you've got erectile dysfunction or something like that.
Well, or it could be.
Or you've got.
Reflux.
Or you've got acid reflux, or you've got acid indigestion.
And depending on which one it is for that acid reflux.
And is it the dark orange pill, or is it the bright orange pill? Because then you're talking about, you got inflammation you're taking Advil for.
Yeah, and some supplements look exactly like those, so we could.
So you mentioned the blue pill. That's why I went straight to that first one, right? Yeah. You do understand that.
Yes.
That's usually not a life and death situation. Michelle is just basically going to get up and walk out the door.
Oh, Bruce. Goodness sakes.
Are you having fun?
She's red.
We're talking.
I totally avoided it and then he had to go back to it. Like, I did really good there.
All right, forget about it.
So moving on.
All right.
So medication management is a big thing.
Well, I'm still back on the file in my pocket.
The
file of life in my wallet.
Yes.
Do I need to, like, whenever I do that, I need to fill out a gigantic form to put it to carry in my wallet? Because I guess I don't know. I don't realize.
It's going to be.
I mean, people, whenever you get a medical file from my medical file from my doctor is about 2 inches thick.
It's not your medical file. It's going to be just like you had your vial of life. It's just going to be one sheet of paper.
All right.
You're going to put your medication list on there, what you're allergic to, just the basics.
All right.
But we want to know all of the medications, all of the supplements. And then it folds up really pretty. It goes into this
You had me scared to death that I was going to be
carrying
around. This
nice sleeve that keeps it nice and safe.
You had me scared to death I was going to be carrying around my whole medical file something like that.
Oh, goodness, no.
No.
Those, by the way, FYI, are electronic now.
You know, I got to tell you this. Let me tell you this. I had a doctor change recently. I had a doctor move out. The doctor that I had for 25 years moves out, right, leaves. Retires, whatever. I don't know what happened to him. Became a Hare Krishna for some. I don't know what happened to him, but he left. And so I went to the new doctor at the same facility. And he didn't even look at any of this stuff. He didn't. It was all electric by then, too. And he didn't even look at. Do they look at that stuff?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I hope they do. And I just got a bad one.
Well, maybe you need to.
It might be
transfer
time to,
those records.
Might be time to consider moving. This was not at Fairfield Memorial Hospital.
Yeah, what I'm thinking
is
maybe he needs to transfer his records to Fairfield Memorial. Because we do a really good job at checking into
those. This was not at Fairfield Memorial Hospital or in Fairfield at all. So I guess it's my own fault for going out of town.
There you go. We got the best here. There's no need to leave town.
That's the thing that should be coming clearer and clearer to everyone as time passes, that we've got the best doctors and
obviously,
services
obviously, Bruce
here
just
in
gave
town.
Us a perfect example.
I just did, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to mention the guy's name.
That stuff doesn't happen here locally.
I know it doesn't. That's the thing. Had it happened here, I probably could have just said, hey, look, you know, this is the easiest thing to do. Why am I going over my entire life history with this new doctor when it's right in the thing? That's the frustrating part. Spent an extra hour having to tell this guy what he already knew.
Yeah, or maybe he just really wanted to personally get to know you. Because physicians, that is a good thing when they're asking questions.
Maybe they're
hunting for the latest, you know, what's going on truly deep down.
Yeah, I was just actually wanting my
they
pills.
They say a lot of times patients, you know, as you're visiting with them, one of the last things they tell you before they walk out the door is usually one of the biggest things that they need to take care of.
Oh, when they're walking in, they say, oh, by the way.
Yeah, oh, by the way, I've had chest pain all week, and, you know, they've been in there for 30 minutes, but, you know, sometimes that's what happens.
Oh, by the way, my foot's falling off or something like that.
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes it's those little details that people forget about.
We're going to talk some more about the senior fair coming up on Thursday, November 19th. From 4 to 6 p.m. I've got Michelle in here, and I've got Susie in here. At some point, we're going to make Susie pick her head up off the table and talk some more. She's not very happy either. You'll listen to the Bruce Dickey Show on WFIW AM 1390 and 104.9 FM. Back in just a moment. Back to WFIW, the Bruce Dickey Show here on the AM 1390 and 104.9 FM. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined this morning by some lovely ladies from the Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Michelle Ward along with Susie DeVoy. We've been talking about the Senior Fair. Take Back Your Health Senior Fair. I almost said it. You heard me.
Yeah, I know.
You caught that, didn't you?
Yep.
The Senior Fair is going on Thursday, November 19th from 4 to 6 p.m., a week from this Thursday, 9 days from now. And there we're past the disappointment of no Ferris wheel, but there are lots of things that are taking place out there. Tell me about the diagnostic imaging. Are you going to have like an MRI or something there? Or what
no,
is that?
But they are going to have free bone density screenings with their heel DEXA. So that's where you take your shoes off and they put your foot in there and just see your bone density levels.
So
for osteoporosis.
So they can check that for your whole body just through your heel?
Yep.
Man.
That's my understanding of it.
Wow.
Pretty amazing stuff.
That is
isn't
amazing
it?
Stuff. That is amazing stuff.
And then also on diagnostic imaging, we have some wonderful new services coming that we will be educating about.
Like what?
Some mammography. Okay. Enhancements.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
See, now the changes that they've made over the past 25 years in mammography technology is just incredible.
It is incredible. It is incredible. So that information will be coming out soon on that, but we will also be doing some education on that at that event.
You know, we haven't even mentioned that you're going to have flu shots and stuff available.
I know, right? Yeah, we've got a long list of
well,
things.
Well, you go ahead and keep going, and you get past stuff. And
I'll
push you along. How's
You'll push
sound?
Me along. All awesome. Right. So, yeah, we're going to have flu shots there. The Horizon team, I believe, is going to take care of those. The other biggie is we're going to have reduced rate lab testing.
That's amazing to me that the lab testing, because if you go in and get normal lab testing, I guess now this is with a doctor's orders, right?
No.
You can just do this off the
So
the
you can come in and hemoglobin A1C, you can do the diabetic monitor for $20. You can get a PSA blood test for $20. Thyroid function panel, you got your T4, your free T3, your free T4, and TSH for $35. So that's all your thyroid test. And then a general health profile.
And these aren't copays.
No, these are just your cost, and then it's mailed directly. The results are mailed directly to your home.
That's great.
And then we're going to have a general health profile that includes a CBC and a 12-test chemistry profile for $30 and a vitamin D test for $35.
You know, if someone wanted to do this at a general clinic or something like that, even get all these, you know.
Hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Yes.
This is amazing. And this is going to be available on the 19th. From 4 to 6. So you'll have an extra room there set aside where you'll have your lab techs?
The lab techs, they'll be right there in the room with us.
Oh, okay.
Is my understanding. Now, if we have an overflow, we may have to come up with a second plan. But, we may send them down the hall where we do the lab testing for the medical arts conference.
What other shots in addition to the flu shot will you have? Will you have some of the pneumonia shots and that kind of stuff? Or do we know for sure just the flu shots?
Just the flu shot will be offered.
Okay.
And then we will also have Jill Barnfield. She is our clinical therapist. She's going to be there talking about her services for mental health for anxiety and depression. And she's going to do anxiety and depression assessments.
Oh, really?
Yes. So
what kind of mood do you need to be in whenever you come in for an assessment like that? Does it matter?
I don't think it matters. I think Susie can probably talk more about the anxiety and depression.
Tell me about that.
Assessment and how that works.
Well, it's a form where we ask a questionnaire, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of gears us, kind of tells us where you're at mood-wise as well as your anxiety level or your depression level.
Right.
If you need help. Or not.
Having done it for a while, how long have you been in that in the senior life business now? You've been in it for several years.
Yeah, I started about a month after it opened, so about 8 years.
Is it becoming easier to determine, do you think, whether a particular person is facing depression issues or anxiety issues?
Yes.
For you it is?
Yes.
Really? How quickly can you tell? I mean, you've already, ladies and gentlemen, we were sitting here and they diagnosed me with attention deficit disorder here just a few minutes ago. And actually, they're probably right.
We can't diagnose, but we're not doctors.
We can observe.
They saw me doing three things at once. But I mean, that's the thing, that since you've been there long enough, you've been there for that period of time with the Senior Health Solutions.
Well, and honestly, most people that present at my program are seeking help.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them have just been waiting to pour it all out, so to speak.
Really?
Yeah.
That must be jarring sometimes.
Well, it's rewarding.
Fulfilling?
It is fulfilling and rewarding because I feel like myself as well as the people that work there with me are offering hope.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the important thing for as someone gets older. Occasionally, they get the loneliness issues and they probably need some hope, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's something else that Susie's group is going to be offering there at the senior fair, and this is an up and coming, like the latest type of meditation and therapy. And I even think Ken Kay's, from what I've heard Dodie talk about, is offering these items to help with meditation and relaxation techniques, and that's coloring, adult coloring.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Isn't that, this is something interesting, and I've actually just shared on the hospital Facebook page a little short clip or video. People can go on and learn more about this adult coloring craze is what they...
It's a craze?
Yeah, just, I mean, it's like the latest...
It's on that. Like, there's a lot of those books are on the bestseller list right now, those adult mm-hmm. coloring books.
It's very interesting.
It allows you to shut your brain off from some of the negative things that you've been dwelling on, and because it switches your focus to what you're doing, the activity that you're doing.
I mean, these are popping up all over the place.
That's amazing to me.
They're offering these at, you know.
Do you have some of the, did you bring any adult coloring books for me?
No.
And I got to tell you, I've I am just trying to. I'm going to avoid the jokes. I've got them running through my head. I'm gonna. It sounds like. So wait a minute. So people, do you get crayons or do you have pencils?
We have colored pencils.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, think about a person that has difficulty focusing. They're anxious and they're fidgety and they can't sit still. Even say in a group setting, it's hard to get them to comprehend what's being said because they can't focus.
So you'll have some of these here at the fair.
Yes. Yes.
That's the coolest. Mm-hmm.
And it's been proven as far as anxiety to even reduce, say, blood pressure.
Yeah.
Because they calm down enough to where their heart rate actually slows down a little bit because they're focusing.
Well, see, now that's something that everyone faces as they grow older, too.
Yeah. This is not just older or young. I mean, this is the old and young and everybody in between adult coloring.
Wow. That's the innovations that folks do. And it's... it's just flabbergasting to me. What have I missed? Anything?
So, we are going to have the wound care specialist there, and they're going to do some foot checks and some PAD, peripheral artery disease screenings. So they'll be checking foots for that. And we're also going to have our pain center.
Really?
Yes.
See, now that goes hand in hand with wound center.
The wound center are checking their feet and the pain center.
I got to know. I see it on the list. We're going to skip behavior health because we've been talking about it over and over.
Yeah.
What is electronic patient portal assistance? I have no idea what that means.
So that is like we're talking about our records earlier, our files. Yeah. Like we don't hand out files. You can get online.
Oh, really?
And there's patient portals. So this is where they can actually go on and see their entire medical record.
Is this where
online?
I'll be able to see what the doctor saying nasty things about me?
Possibly. Depending on what he said. No, it gives you your different various reports and things.
Is that right?
Yes.
So you'll have that at the senior fair that I can probably look at too, right?
Yes.
Ladies, this is going to be pretty impressive, isn't it?
Pretty impressive. Yes. And dinner.
I forgot to talk about the dinner. What's for dinner? Do we know the menu
We
yet?
Do not know the menu, but I know it's going to be fabulous.
Yeah?
Yeah, they were conjuring up some really good ideas.
Lisa Mays is outstanding with menu.
Lisa Mays?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she knows what the seniors like because, she can bring in the groups when they have certain meals. So she knows what they enjoy most. So.
Well, I got to tell you, it sounds like it'll be a Thursday, November 19th from 4 to 6 p.m. If you have any interest in any of these things, folks, by golly, you can give them a call at 842-2611 at the hospital, and they'll help you out. Ladies, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Michelle Ward and Susie DeVoy with the Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Again, look for them in about a week and a half. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show tomorrow. Thanks for listening.